Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Do remember to go and have a visit over to davidvance.net if you haven't been there in a little while, please. You'll find great articles, all the podcasts, extra videos, and all things David Vance related, including our shop. So, did you see the news? Did you see that, yes, the United States has agreed to send I think 31 Abrams tanks at a cost of, roughly $400 million to Mr. Zelensky. Yeah, we're going to get all those Abrams tanks going across to the Ukraine situation. Now, this is quite an interesting one, and we need to talk about it, because by getting these tanks to Ukraine, it raises a lot of issues. First issue is, who's going to be servicing these Abrams tanks? These are, as far as we understand, at any rate, very sophisticated machines. They require a high level of skill in terms of being able to service and maintain. Who's going to be doing that then? Are there going to be American soldiers going along with the Abrams tanks? I wonder. In fact, do you think there might be American soldiers already in Ukraine? What do you think about that? Is that a possibility? Secondly, what happens to these Abrams tanks when the Russians blow them to pieces, which I suspect is going to happen, given the overwhelming military superiority of Russia? How will that go down across the world when the world gets to see that Abrams tanks from the US are about as useless as Leopard tanks from Germany and Poland, or indeed Challenger tanks, for that matter, from the United Kingdom? How's that going to work for the manufacturers of Abrams tanks if the world suddenly sees that these awesome weapons actually turn to bits of metal when the Russians take them out? Now, you could say, well, no, David, you're discounting the fact that there is overwhelming, you know, these are the gold standard of tanks. Yeah, but guess what? This is not tank warfare that we are talking about in Ukraine. The Russians have air superiority, and they, of course, have their hypersonic missiles and all the rest of it. And I suspect that when this level of Russian armaments meets what I assume is going to be Ukrainian-driven Abrams and Leopard tanks, I think there's only going to be one winner. Now, don't get me wrong. I utterly oppose all war. I have to keep putting that out there because, of course, if at this point in time you speak out against the war happening in Ukraine, you're immediately called, he's a Russian apologist. He's a Putin apologist. No, I'm not. I think all the killing is indefensible. Couldn't be more clear in that one there. But I do agree with others who said that not a single Abrams tanks should be going to Ukraine, certainly, as has been pointed out, until America has actually secured its own border against the ongoing invasion there. I think that's a very good point. But by sending this full battalion of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, it shows me that this is a massive escalation by some people, at least, in the United States administration. I'm not sure if they're the people in the United States military, mind you. I think there's been a lot of deliberation about what happens. But as I say, it certainly is a major escalation of the war against Russia. And I wonder is it driven by utter desperation rather than anything else? Because these 30 M1 Abrams tanks are going to have to cope with up to 1,000 Russian tanks or more. How's that going to work out? And again, who's going to be operating all these tanks? I mean, honestly, if you are against warfare, as I'm sure you are, and I certainly am, I look upon all of this with a degree of kind of horror, Because ultimately, these tanks, you know, are there for one reason and one reason only. They're there to kill people, and I don't want to see anybody lose their life. But when we have NATO, either in desperation or through triumphalism or any of the rest of it, desperate to bring about regime change in Moscow, even if it means, you know, Ukraine being wiped out, then we have to put our hands up and say, no, whoa, 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 this is absolutely wrong. This is not something that we can expect the Russians to just idly sit by and watch. They won't. Russia will do what Russia needs to do against this, because clearly these Abrams tanks, for example, are quite capable of firing into Russian territory. So if the US is going to provide tanks that fire into Russian territory, would Russia be to blame if it decided to fire into American territory? And this is where this whole stupidness goes. I'm afraid I'm very much in the John Lennon mode of wanting to give peace a chance. I want the Russians to desist all their aggression, and we need NATO to stop all its aggression as well. And as I said in an earlier podcast today, you know, all of the stuff we're seeing unfolding, it needs to be called out because it's extraordinarily dangerous for the future of our planet. You know, NATO may yet provoke a world war. That's something I'm not going to just sit by idly and say, oh, well, never mind. Let's talk about something much less relevant. So, hope you don't mind me talking about this as much as I have done today, but it is a major escalation. The Abrams tanks do constitute a real threat to, well, to peace, and yet there it is, another 400 million to Zelensky. The Biden regime just can't give Ukraine sufficient U.S. taxpayers' money in one form or another. Thank you for listening.